5. A chat with old Wrinkly. The next morning, Hiccup checked the dragon under his bed. It was still asleep. When his mother, Valhalla Rama, asked him at breakfast, "How did initiation go yesterday, dear?" Hiccup said, "Oh, it was fine. I caught my dragon." "That's nice, dear," Valhalla Rama replied vaguely. Stoic the Vast looked up briefly from his bowl and boomed, "Excellent! Excellent!" before getting back to the important task of shoveling food into his mouth. After breakfast, Hiccup went to sit on the front step beside his grandfather, who was smoking a pipe. It was a beautiful, cold, clear winter's morning, with not a breath of wind and the sea all around as flat as glass. Old Wrinkly blew out smoke rings contentedly as he watched the sun coming up. Hiccup shivered and chucked stones into the bracken. Neither of them spoke for a long time. At last Hiccup said, "I got that dragon."
"I said you would, didn't I?" replied Old Wrinkly, very pleased with himself.
Old Wrinkly had taken up soothsaying in his old age, mostly unsuccessfully. Looking into the future is a complicated business, so he was particularly pleased that he'd got this right. "Something extraordinary, you said," complained Hiccup. "A truly unusual dragon, you said. An animal that would really make me stand out in the crowd."
"Absolutely," agreed Old Wrinkly. "The entrails were undeniable."
"The only extraordinary thing about this dragon," continued Hiccup, "is how extraordinarily small it is. In that, it is super unusual. I'm even more of a laughingstock than ever."
"Oh dear," said Old Wrinkly, chuckling in a wheezy way over his pipe.
Hiccup looked at him reproachfully. Old Wrinkly hurriedly turned the laugh into a cough.
"Size is all relative, Hiccup," said Old Wrinkly. "All of these dragons are super small compared to a real sea dragon. A real sea dragon is 50 times as big as that little creature. A real sea dragon from the bottom of the ocean can swallow 10 large Viking ships in one gulp and not even notice. A real sea dragon is a cruel, careless mystery like the mighty ocean itself. One moment calm as a scallop, the next raging like an octopus."
"Well, here on Berk," said Hiccup, "where we haven't any sea dragons to compare anything with, my dragon is just considerably smaller than everybody else's. You are getting off the point."
"Am I?"
asked Old Wrinkly. "The point is, I just don't see how I'm ever going to become a hero," said Hiccup gloomily. "I am the least heroic boy in the whole hooligan tribe."
"Oh, pshaw, this ridiculous tribe!" fumed Old Wrinkly. "Okay, so you're not what we call a born hero. You're not big and tough and charismatic like Snotlout, but you're just going to have to work at it. You're going to have to learn how to be a hero the hard way." "Anyway," said Old Wrinkly, "it might be just what this tribe needs, a change in leadership style. Because the thing is, times are changing. We can't get away with being bigger and more violent than everybody else anymore. Imagination. That's what they need and what you've got. A hero of the future is going to have to be clever and cunning. Not just a big lump with overdeveloped muscles. He's going to have to stop everyone quarrelling among themselves and get them to face the enemy together."
"How am I going to persuade anybody to do anything?" asked Hiccup. "They've started calling me Hiccup the Useless. That is not a great name for a military leader."
"You have to see the bigger picture, Hiccup," continued Old Wrinkly, ignoring him. "You're called a few names. You're not a natural at bashy ball. Who cares? These are very little problems in the grand scheme of things."
"It's all very well for you to say they are little problems," said Hiccup crossly, "but I have a lot of little problems. I have to train this super small dragon in time for Thursday, or be thrown out of the hairy hooligan tribe forever."
"Ah, yes," said Old Wrinkly, thoughtfully. "There's a book on this subject, isn't there? Remind me, how does the great professor of Meathead University think you should train a dragon?"
"He thinks you should yell at it," said Hiccup, gloomily chucking stones again. "Show the beast who is master by the sheer charismatic force of your personality, that sort of thing. I have about as much charisma as a stranded jellyfish, and yelling is just another thing I'm useless at."
"Yes," said Old Wrinkly,
But maybe you'll have to train your dragon the hard way. You know a very great deal about dragons, don't you, Hiccup? All that dragon watching you've been doing over the years?
That's a secret, said Hiccup, uncomfortably.
I've seen you talking to them, said Old Wrinkly.
That's not true, protested Hiccup, going bright red in the face.
Okay, then, soothed Old Wrinkly, calmly smoking his pipe. It's not true.
There was silence for a bit.
It is true, admitted Hiccup,
but for Thor's sake, don't tell anybody, they wouldn't understand.
Talking to dragons is a highly unusual skill, said Old Wrinkly. Maybe, said Old Wrinkly, you can train a dragon better by talking to it than by yelling at it.
That's sweet, said Hiccup, and a very touching thought. However, a dragon is not a fluffy creature like a dog or a cat or a pony. A dragon is not going to do what you say just because you ask it pretty please.
From what I know about dragons, said Hiccup, I should say that yelling was a pretty good method.
But it has its limitations, doesn't it? Old Wrinkly pointed out. I would say that yelling was highly effective on any dragon smaller than a sea lion, and positively suicidal if you try it on anything larger. Why don't you come up with some alternative training schemes yourself? You might be able to add something to Professor Yobish's book. I've often thought that that book needs a little something extra. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Words, said Hiccup. That book needs a lot more words.